Dan sé ke twam ke tom scott now wow relic in the sigasun Bill LeBlanc at the way. Speaking with Wayne Jackson today, my special guest today on Coffee and Cree, and we are talking about some work words. We talked about easy work and hard work. Some of the common phrases we would say at work when we first get to work, like good morning.
Oh yeah, that's well, we now a lot of things become borrowed. So like, we normally don't say "Mio geek si pao" because it's more like a statement. You know, the morning's good.
The morning is good, yep, right? Yep. So you're not wishing someone a good morning. Yep, yep. You're more so describing the morning, right?
We're borrowing from that Muniao concepts.
Mm-hmm. Muniao mamtane again.
Muniao mamtane. So now it's become a common thing now. Just.
Yeah.
People say it now.
Mio geek si pao. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then if we're having a bad day at work, it's been a bad day today and we're not in the best of moods, how would we say that at work?
So you're using a negative.
You're in a negative context.
Anything you attach and the state miogiskansen to be
good. Is it a good day?
I'm not having a good day.
You're not having a good day. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, see, we're busy at work. Our coworkers are coming to talk to us, but we're busy. How would we say that we're busy at work?
The one that I like to use is zanowei. It has that C sound again.
Zanowei. So we're busy. Yeah. So if we're now, is that a VAI again?
That's a VAI, yeah.
So again, we could now say ni zanowin?
It's on the win. And here's the thing. I'm a little bit, now that I think about it, now that you mention it, mm-hmm. I think that's supposed to be an E because the way I say it, it's on the one. Remember, E's dropped and changed to long E. So I think I might have a comment to Eric Rovengray in his dictionary. It could be the way, the thing is about Treaty 8, those northern areas, that's how they did. They usually replace the E with a long I.
Okay.
So that could be possibly.
And again, we talk about how things can, you know, be slightly different in, mm-hmm. in not only just dialects, but regional differences,
yes.
Right? And you being from Goodfish Lake, how far is that from, say, Otsinik Squaponik, from Saddle Lake?
We're about, if you're driving, it's about 30 minutes.
30-minute drive.
But if you're walking, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. But a lot of the little differences in between your communities and the language, right?
Just that letter E, like we say E-ha in Goodfish.
Mm-hmm.
And in Saddle Lake, a lot of the southern Saddle Lake people say E-ha.
So, just in that little
just
differences,
little
right?
Differences, yes. Yep.
So we've talked about being busy at work. What if we have a lazy coworker and we're being a little bit lazy today at work? How can we say that? That
doesn't happen here, does
it? No.
Well, they spiny one.
How would we say someone's being lazy at work?
So kitimgan. You're just an expression is saying that person is lazy. Ki timgan niyo. He or she is lazy.
Mm.
And I used to get that a lot when I was a kid. My mom. Ki timgan. Ato ski.
It could be lazy work, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, of course, things that are important with working, we all work to make the money. So, the Cree word, almost every Niheo person that even doesn't speak the language knows the word for money, which is?
Suniao,
right? If we were to say about payday, is there a payday?
Itpama to gisko would be one way to say it, I guess.
Itpama gisko. For payday.
Yep, payday.
Okay.
To pay, that's that concept now, but it can also mean even like treaty days.
Yeah, getting paid from treaty days or whatever, just any way of getting that suniao, right?
Yeah.
So, and now maybe we could talk about buildings because, of course, I know that the word suniao is built into the word bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm going to take a crack at it, suniao e gamigok.
Yeah, at the bank, yeah.
At the bank, right? Yeah, so whenever we're going to talk about a building, you're going to hear like an ik or an ok on the end of a location. On the location, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. So now we're halfway through the day and we're midday. It's lunchtime. It's time to eat. We've talked about it with many guests about, you know, mitsu being eat time. But is there a word for lunchtime or just maybe half the day, I guess?
Apitagiskan mitsun.
So taking a half a day to eat.
Yeah, half a day to half the lunchtime.
Yeah.
Noon hour meeting.
There you
Eating, sorry.
Now, what if we got to work early in the day and we're early, we're an early riser, we're keeners.
Shout out to Louis Lapatak here. Not very often I get to work early in Blue Wells. But I was there early one day. The gates were still locked. Hey, he said, hey, Wayne Kawapa, sitting. He said, you're an early riser. Early bird gets the worm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just happened to be getting at work.
So,
one time early.
Wapasu is the third.
Wapasu, yeah.
Wapasu for someone to be early. She is that early. And that probably doesn't just relate to work. You could be early for ceremony. You could be early for anything, right? Yep. Wapasu.
Early riser. Someone
okay.
Someone up early.
Oh,
Wapasu, yeah.
And I'm somehow hearing wapa almost like wapam. Or wapao.
It's okay to make that relation, but more the sound, if anything, because sometimes some things don't relate.
It's not always that
so
way.
It's not always.
Okay.
Some people like to do that, but tread carefully on that.
Okay, fair enough. Now, some of us always late. We have that coworker that's always late, right? You want to shout out anybody on that one?
No. I'll get in trouble.
How about if we're late for work?
My mom used to say a lot about my brother, because he'd be out late and out and about. Nipa, tio. Yeah, nipa, tio. He or she's arriving late. You're usually out and about late at night.
Yeah, because you were out late the night before, right?
Nipa, tio, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Now let's say we're done. It's home time, work, finally. We're ready to go home. How would we say we're done the workday, or maybe even just home time, I guess.
Kisa toski win. So that kise is like the preverb. Kisa, finish.
Kise?
Atoski win.
Kise atoski win.
Kisa toski win. Ngisa toskan.
Again?
Nikise atoskan. That's the proper way.
Nikise daskosan.
Kise, so that kise.
Kise?
Ne, kise.
Nikise?
Atoskan. But we don't enunciate that short I. Let's try to get strapped. Nigis atoskan.
Nigitaskosan. I still am having a hard time
with
it.
That's okay. That's great. Yeah. That's how you learn. That's why I keep telling students that I teach. Make mistakes. That's how you get up. You know, a child, they fall. They don't stand on the ground.
They get back up.
Eventually they run.
Right?
Eventually they run. So, no, yeah. That's how they do it.
Once again, speaking with Wayne Jackson, talking about some work words here on the Wind Speaker Radio Network for Coffee and Cree. We will be right back with more Cree language after the break.